My name is Karin van den Rijt. I am the co-director of ANIMA, the Animated Film Festival in Brussels.
It's the 44th edition, so this is a long-lasting festival. And the opening movie is My Life as a Snail. Can you tell us a bit about that? Because I'm not sure if the characters are human or if they're snails.
Why are you dressed like an ant?
No, I'm a snail.
Oh, funny.
Well, it's a film made by an Australian filmmaker, Adam Elliott. The characters are definitely human, but there are quite a lot of snails in it. It's a very moving film. It's made in claymation, stop motion. It tells the story of a little girl, a little misfit, and she's struggling to live her life. And her big consolation are the snails in her life. And she becomes good friends with a crazy old woman. She has a little brother from which she's separated. And they both try to make something of their lives. And it's quite difficult. But it's a film full of hope and full of tenderness, and it's a wonderful film, and it's made by Adam Elliott, who won an Oscar for one of his films, Harvey Crumpet. We follow him from the 90s on, and every film is really very warm and very compassionate with human condition. It's a wonderful film.
Dad used to say that childhood was like being drunk. Everyone remembers what you did, except you.
Ha, good one, Dad.
What is the theme this year?
The theme is dreams.
They won't be here forever. Maybe just as long as this poem.
It's in the DNA of animation to make people dream, and I think we can all use it these days with all the horrible things that are happening around us. And so animation offers us a world full of imagination, maybe a bit of escapism, but who could blame us? We look for that.
One film that certainly, and a lot of people, I think, agree with me, is a great idea of dreams, is a film Flow.
Yes, that's really a phenomenon, this film. And there's no dialogue at all in the film, so it's quite something to make a film that really engages so many people. And you really go in, you go in with the flow, and you let yourself be transported in a very mysterious world in the jungle, and you go along with the cat. And that's it, actually. Like you say, it's like entering a dream and waking up 1 hour later. It's absolutely fantastic.
Any other films you'd want to mention?
So there is this tendency of using animation in documentary films. And so there are more and more animated films that really talk about real life and of real events. And so there is Flavors of Iraq. It's the story of Iraq of the last 20 years, told by a French Iraqi person living in France. And when his father passes away, through his story, it tells the story of Iraq. It's really touching.
My memories of any family faded. I would literally forget my name. Time did not exist for me.
There is a very funny film called Pelican Blue about a bunch of young people. When the Iron Curtain falls, they want to travel to Europe, but they don't have the money, and so they falsify train tickets. And they tell their story of what they did when they were young. It's really very funny, very touching, very human. There is Black Butterflies that tells the impact of the climate change for three women that live in very difficult conditions. These films, I think, are really, really interesting.
So these could be nightmares as well as dreams.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, that's true. That's true. So that's a bit the opposite. It's not like the dreamy style, but on the other hand, we have a lot of films that are really the product of the imagination, the pure imagination of the filmmakers. I think of Ghost Cat Anzu, which is French-Japanese film, and it's about a crazy cat that goes into the underworld. It's completely hilarious and film full of imagination.
How many potatoes should I peel?
Oh, do the math.
Are you being careful?
That's gross.
Yeah, yeah.
Seriously, Mom?
Something that could be nice for families is Quentin Blake's Box of Treasures. These are three stories of Quentin Blake, the famous illustrator of Roald Dahl. But he wrote stories himself, and a very strange Belgian animation director has put into animation six of his stories. It's a co-production between the UK and Belgium. The director is a Belgian guy, and he did a wonderful job. You really have this humor of Quentin Blake. The drawings are really very nice, and it's just fun. It's sheer fun.
Quentin Blake's amazing Box of Treasures. I'm going to tell you a story.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day?
The rather inspiring story of a woman named Mrs. Armitage.
It sounds like a great festival. Thank you very much.
Yes, you're welcome. Thank you.
I remember everything.